We're here on KSOM. We're talking high school track and field with the state tournament coming up this week. We'll have reports from the Blue Oval, hourly reports on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Talking now with Luke Simmons, head coach for the CAM girls track and field team. And Coach, you're obviously sending a couple of relays, Ada Hansen as well, Ruthie Rich, Courtney Fullman in the discus. How are you feeling about the crew you're sending to the state tournament this week?
You know, I'm just very, very pleased, very thankful, because like I said, they put in a ton of work all year, and for it to be rewarded there on Thursday, they went out, they crushed it. You know, we ran our best time in the sprint med. The shuttle hurdle ran their best time. You know, to have an automatic qualifier in the 400 hurdles and the 100 hurdles with Ada, Ruthie to get there in the 100 meter dash, and then Courtney to throw well and also qualify in the discus. Yeah, we were just very pleased with the results.
Well, one of the first events right out of the gate will be the shuttle hurdle prelims, at least for Class 1A. Of course, 1A and 4A will be in the afternoon. And I think actually the boys' shuttle is going first, I believe. So you got one of the last events of the day. But it's also going to be one of the most competitive, I think. You know, how do you see what your shuttle hurdle team is compared to the other teams there?
Oh, you know, try not to compare yourself. One thing I was thankful, they get a run against Madrid, ran against them on Thursday. So a familiar opponent in that regards. But as far as, you know, the other teams, we just got to be concerned with what we can do, try to run their best. You know, if we can get three or four girls to run a PR, we're going to put down a good time. But, you know, sometimes the weather will kind of have a different say in that. Like one year we went up there and it was a pouring rain, and that kind of determined who made finals and who didn't. So as long as we go out there, we run our best, just see what happens.
Well, you had the fifth fastest time in qualifying. You have the fourth fastest time in Class 1A. So, I mean, how good do you feel? How do you feel about, you know, these ladies and trying to get into the finals on Saturday in that event?
Well, I would say everything kind of clicked there on Thursday. They all ran really well. At that time, all four of them had their best time in the shuttle hurdle. That's why we were able to cut roughly just over 2 seconds off of our previous best. And, you know, if we can go out there and match that or even cut another tenth or two here from every runner, you know, good things can happen. But as far as that pressure to try to make it to Saturday, we just got to focus on the one event, run our best, and like I said, see what happens.
And then Ada in the 400 hurdles, that's her signature event. That'll be coming up on Friday. She'll also run on the 100 hurdle prelims. What do you see from Ada as she has a big day Friday afternoon?
Yeah, you know, obviously in the 100 hurdles, her goal will be let's make it to finals and then see what we can do on Saturday. And then the 400 hurdles, you know, she's going to have lane four, heat three. She's going to know all the times that have been laid down in the previous two heats. And so she'll just go out there, she'll compete, and she'll run her best.
And who knows, might be crossing the finish line as a state champ. We'll have to wait and see on that. How do you feel about just Courtney in the discus and what she can accomplish there?
Yeah, you know, she's been very consistent all year. Vast majority of the track meets, she's first, second, you know. A lot of the times, all throws have been like over 100 feet, you know, sometimes over 110 feet. So she's just had great consistency all year, and I just look for her to do that again. Thing is, I know she can keep throwing further than she has, and that's the great thing. She works in the weight room every single morning. She's a very strong athlete, so, you know, she has a tremendous work ethic.
And then Ruthie Rich in the 100 prelims. Obviously, we've talked about her in the past, that she's been peaking a little bit here. What do you expect? What kind of time do you think she could post?
Oh, you know, I think a good goal for her is to go out and set a PR. She ran really well on Thursday. She didn't probably have the best block start, if she's going to be honest with you, and she still ran a low 13, so that was pretty encouraging. But, yeah, just to be out there on the big stage, put down a fast time, and hopefully, you know, just see where it ends up.
And just overall, I mean, you're going to have somebody each and every day. Obviously, you would have liked to get more, but everybody would like to get more. But you could walk away here with something special this year, perhaps. What are your just overall thoughts about sending this crew to state and you know, being part of that the largest track and field meet in the country.
Yeah, you know, making it there to Des Moines is pretty special, like you said. Just the amount of thousands of people that show up to support the high school sport of track is truly incredible, you know. And like you said, to have an event every single day, Thursday having the 100 and the shovel hurdle, and then Friday having the discus, the 100 meter dash there on Thursday, then having the 100 hurdles and 400 hurdles on Friday with discus, and then, you know, Saturday you're guaranteed with the sprint medley team there running at 9 o'clock in the morning. I thought that one would be kind of fun. You'll have all classes, 1A, 2A, 3A, 4A. So yeah, hopefully we can go up there and make some great memories.
Well, Coach, we'll have updates throughout the meet, updating everybody on your girls team. And of course, Cam Boys have a few guys as well competing. We'll have reports, interviews throughout the meet here on KSOM. Coach, really appreciate your time, and maybe we'll see you at the Blue Oval. Thanks so much.
Hey, thank you. Thanks for the coverage.
Luke Simmons, head coach for KSOM Girls Track and Field, with us here on KSOM.